switch to audio. So I come close to the sin of pride. Why is that, sir?
You know, I think instead of emphasizing those things that are right, all of the good things that these people do, you deal in a lot of the minutiae.
Minutiae?
I'm not saying
Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, keeping the command, he said, teach them to obey everything I've commanded. Is Jesus' words true or not?
You don't think Jesus was focused on love and encouragement?
Love is keeping God's commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me, John 14, 15.
I should get some of these lawyers out here and let them.
Oh, no. See, you right away say pride. Who did Paul boast in and about?
He boasted in God, though he boasted about himself a lot, too.
But wait, who did I just boast all about? Myself?
No.
Who was I boasting about? Who was I preaching?
God.
You just called me prideful for preaching God. I hope you're not of Satan. That's a wicked accusation. You're not supposed to make a false claim, sir. I'm preaching Christ and his word, and you just told me I'm prideful. I didn't lift myself, puff myself up. Folks, you're being deceived. This is not the biblical gospel being offered. Jesus didn't die on Friday. He didn't rise on Sunday. Look at the worldliness. Has your heart been transformed by the truth of God to walk in holiness? Have you really been transformed?